Hola, talks. Abi Togun. Welcome back to Empire Lifestyle. Here we're talking about business, relationship, real estate, and marriage. Let's get going.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from our Empire Pro studios, but on the road. On this episode, I want to talk about the 7 surefire points success plan for your wholesale real estate business. If you're in any other type of business, feel free to steal this and use it in your other type of business. The first one, the very first one, is to make sure you're locked in on a 3-month digital smart plan. Okay, so your plan basically means something that outlines the beginning of where you are right now, your present situation, to where you're trying to get to. You need something that outlines that. Another thing about this plan, because again, I mentioned digital and smart plan, is that it needs to be trackable. You need to track your inputs. You need to be able to track what you're doing so that by the end of the 3 months, you can look back. 3 months becomes quarterly. Successful businesses look at quarters. They don't look at every day. They don't look at one-time events. They look at quarterly. What happened over every day for the last 3 months? So you want to be able to track it and be able to look back and see trending upwards or trending downwards. You want to be able to track some activity. You want to be able to collect data, okay, over a period of time, so you can make be the judge of what happened, if it was up, so you can change or maybe a trick or anything like that. But the key thing here is, number one, is to track. But again, I mentioned digital and smart plan, meaning there must be leverage applied. Okay, you must be paying attention to how much time you're spending on activities that may not be producing as fast as you need it to produce in a digital age. All right, so let's move on to the next one. So the next point is to make sure you're tracking your input in that 3 months, throughout the 3 months. So you make sure you're tracking, is it 1 hour you want to put into the business per day? Do you want to input a certain amount of dollars into advertising? Basically, those are the two different ways you can measure time and how much money you're spending. All right, time, you need to put a dollar amount on that. So if you put a dollar amount, how much do you normally spend at your regular job, like the job that you do for a living right now? That could be a good way you could track, and you need to basically put that on your business and write that down every single day for the next 3 months. Remember, you're locked in on a 3-month plan, right? You lock that in and you track that, and that will become your measure of input. This is stuff that no one else is talking about, but you need to track this over a 3-month period so you can see how much you produced. How much did you produce in the form of data, in the form of knowledge, in the form of execution, some new skills, right? Your mindset, how much have you grown, right? You need to find ways to track your input so you can compare against the output at the end of the quarter. And you need to do that every quarter. But practice with your first quarter. Right now, between now and this moment and the next 3 months, being able to put it on your phone. You can put it on your phone and say, hey, by 3 months time from now, put it on your schedule and say, by 3 months time from now, I need to track what I've done. Even including if you've done nothing, you want to be able to look back and say, hey, the decision I made 3 months ago, this is where I'm at right now. Maybe I can change a little bit of something. But the key point here on this second point is to track your input as you progress. Track your input as you progress. Let's move on to the next one. So the next thing I want you to pay attention to, the third point, is don't track your progress with other people's highlights. What do I mean by other people's highlights? Anytime you watch a testimonial, it's another person's highlight. Anytime a guru is talking about some success story, it's another person's highlight. Anytime somebody posts a copy of a check on Facebook, on social media, it's another person's highlight. Anytime somebody's on the beaches of the world and they're, you know, everything is rosy, they're making money as they were on the beach, that's another person's highlight. What those moments does, or what those kind of video and content does to your business, is that it makes you feel less than what you are, and it takes you, it distracts you off of your own process. You have a 3-month plan and a process that you're already engaged in, but it can distract you from that. It can start making you feel like you're less, you know. It can start making you feel like maybe you're in the wrong route, right? But the key thing here is that do not tweak. Tweak means like trying to control or change plans or change directions, or don't use other people's highlights to change your route. Don't use other people's highlight to change your process and the plan that you're locked in. You need to be committed to the plan, the 3-month plan that you committed to. If you watch other people's highlights, you can use it as inspiration to stay on track with the plan that you locked in on. Don't turn it to a reason for you to change plans or to get attracted to other shining objects. There's something called shining object syndrome, right? You want to make sure you're locked in on the process for 3 months before you decide if it works or not. Yes, when you look at all those people's highlights, it's naturally you want to pay attention to what's going on in the industry, who's getting the news, who's driving dollars and closing another deal, all those things, right? But don't change your plan based on that. Don't use other people's highlights to change your plan. Stay on track. Let's move on to the next one. 4, do not tweak with one-time success events. Okay, so even for you, you may have one sale, you may have a first deal, a second deal, right? And you may feel like, you know what, I spent $3,000 on Facebook ads last month. You don't have to spend $3,000. But let's say you spent $300 on Facebook ads last month, you closed a deal, right? Your plan in the beginning was to spend $300 every single month. And now, because you closed down one deal, you're like, you know what, maybe if I turn it up, scale it up, let's scale that up to $600 next month, maybe I'll close 2 deals. Don't do things like that, okay? Because there's no one-time success event that equals to predictability in your business, okay? Basically, you can't use one-time success events to determine if it's gonna be like that all the time, because it's a one-time. The more samples that you have, the truer, okay? The more true your statistics will be. So you need average. You need something to happen over a period of time in order to make a decision, in order to use it as a decision maker in your business, in order to for it to become intelligence in your business. It needs to happen a few times before you can determine, like, you know what, this is happening over and over. I'm going to use that to scale up on the next quarter. Again, remember, locking on a plan for 3 months before you can even worry about any of this stuff. But if you're locked in on a 3-month plan, then basically if you have a one-time success event within 1 month, within 2 months, 2 days, 3 days, you created your first sale, that is not your reason to scale up too early, because you can scale up too fast. And if you scale up too fast, you will crash and burn. There's a reason why an airplane has to stay on the runway for a while before it takes off. You need to do the same thing. You need to make sure, ensure that your speed, your momentum is consistent before you can use it to tweak. So the fourth point here is, don't tweak with one-time success events. Don't put one-time success event on a pedestal. It's the same reason why you can't use other people's highlights to tweak, okay? Make sure you're tweaking with average results over time, all right? Next one. Number 5, harvest takes time. Okay, if you sow seeds, okay, if you understand how farming works, it takes time. You can't sow a seed and expect to go there tomorrow and then boom, you're harvesting. You need to water it, and it takes time, okay? You need to do it in the right season, right? So that's why if the timing is not right for you, I don't even knock you. I market. I'm a good marketer. I know how to attract customers in any given day of the week. There's always somebody that the timing is right now. Maybe your timing is not right now. Maybe it's until 6 months time. I don't judge you for that. And I understand that. In your business, you need to understand the same thing. Harvest takes seasons. Harvest takes time. You need to water your own grass. The grass always seems greener on the other side. But the grass that's green is because somebody is watering it. You need to water your own grass. It goes back to everything we said earlier about the highlight, one-time success event. You need this to happen over and over again before you can make it intelligence in your business. This is called business intelligence, okay? We're talking about wholesale real estate, but really this is applicable in any endeavor in life, okay? You need to stay on track with the same process for 3 months. You need to not use one-time highlights, one-time success events. And basically right now you need to understand that time It's an input in your business. You need to input time. Of course, you want to do it the right way. You want to have the right activities going on. You need to be watering, okay? Because either you like it or not, time is input, okay? But time multiplied with the right input, time, energy, money, skill set, mindset, will result in great results for you over time, and you're able to track it. But just keep it in mind, as a fifth point here, keep in mind that harvest takes time. There's no such thing as something that's overnight. It's because you've been built. If you have overnight success right now, there's a 99.999% chance that you've paid your dues one way or the other. Next point. Six, get on a 30-by-3, 90 to 100 days challenge right now, okay? What do I mean by challenge? A challenge is a challenge. It basically pushes you, your back against the wall. It puts you in a headlock. It puts you in a place where you know for a fact you must create success. It's a way for you to reverse engineer commitment and consistency. Those two ingredients is needed for success, right? It's a way for you to reverse engineer it into your business. So commitment, consistency, challenge. If you put yourself in the middle of a challenge, that's a C, right? You automatically reverse engineer commitment and consistency, the two secrets of winning in any game. You input that, you reverse engineer it, embedded, locked into your game. That means it's inevitably impossible that you can't win in wholesale real estate if you lock in on a 90 to 100 days plan. There are multiple reasons why you need to be on a challenge, okay? Number one, it makes it second nature for you to do the activities that you need to do to win in this game, okay? So if I tell you, you need 1 hour. So for example, we have a 30 days challenge in our system. We also have a 100 days challenge, right? And of course, 30 days seems like right there. But if you're taking the 30 days, it's just a way for you to measure milestones, okay? So you can do it 30 days three times. That puts you at 90 days. And what's gonna happen naturally in those 90 days is that you are going to fall off sometimes, but that's okay. Right, you will fall off sometimes, but the key thing here is that that's okay, because you're on a 90 days challenge, you're on a 100 days challenge, and if you look at 90 days, 100 days, that's somewhere around 3 to 4 months. When you're done with the 90 days, is that the end of the journey for you? Have you won? No, but it creates second nature. It allows you to build a second nature as the activities that you need to win in this game. Basically, you're gonna wake up on the 91st, 92nd, or 94th day, and you're not gonna feel normal if you don't do the activities that you're supposed to do, because you locked yourself in on that. So if you want to reverse engineer the two secrets in this game, commitment, consistency, right? The number one secret is consistency. Commitment allows you to stay consistent even when you don't feel like it. The way to reverse engineer that is to lock in on a challenge. Make it a 30-by-3 so you can count two milestones. So if you finish a 30 days plan, get on it again, okay? It doesn't matter if you've created a result or not. Just get on it. How do you measure result is everything here, okay? Your result could be in the form of online clicks, right? It could be in the form of leads, how many leads you generated. It could be you closed the deal. But people that measure deals are people that fail the most in this game. You need to measure many successes. If somebody clicked a like on your post, that's a success right there. If somebody clicked over, that's a that's another level of success. If somebody actually opted in, meaning they input their email into a form, that's another level of success. Those are the things that lead to becoming a deal. You do those little mini ones consistently, right? That's a great way to measure success over time without waiting for a deal, right? Or you create the affiliate sales, right? If you do things like that, you're able to measure your success a little bit better instead of waiting for the deal. All the successful gurus and the top producers, they all do this. They have many ways of measuring success. That way they can keep going. They keep encouraged. They stay encouraged. They keep going with the game. They keep building on top of it until boom, they close the deal. And then you're like, oh, they closed the deal. No, there was a lot of stuff that happened before they closed the deal. They measured how many times they drove for dollars. I hate driving for dollars, by the way. They measured how many doors they knocked on, right? I hate knocking on doors, by the way. They measured how many letters they sent out, right? All those things are very, very important. All right, see you on the next one. Last but not least, consistency is king. No, cash is not king. Cash flow is king because it comes in consistently, right? Right? Consistency in your input is king. You can show up every day, people will trust you. That's the way it works, okay? I can't tell you how many times people, you just seem like a guy I can trust. You know why? Because I show up every day on these videos, on this podcast, right? I show up every day in your news feed. I show up every day if you come looking for me at my empirepro.com, right? Smart real estate wholesaling, right? Or lolandola.com. I show up every day. I show up consistently. You want to build trust in this game? Trust. You need trust, because people will buy from you when they feel like they know you, like you, and trust you. Well, you got to be consistent. The first test is, can you show up every day even when it doesn't feel like it? Even when it means you have to stay up a little bit 1 hour later, right? So keep in mind here, the last point here is that consistency is king. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one. Peace.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you want, please, if you don't mind, can you please rate and review this podcast? You can rate it on your favorite platform. It could be iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, anywhere you're listening to this podcast. Please rate it and let everyone else know about it. As a free gift, I do have a free gift, two of my books, my two most recent books. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com is where you want to go to go get this book. Let me repeat that, SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com. You can find my first book, which is Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, and my second book, which is Real Estate Money Secrets. You can go to www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. That's SMART realestatewholesaling.com, all one word. I'll see you on the next podcast. Peace.